Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. This is Janet Thornburg, your speaker today, and also known as Daisy. And I can be reached for readings at daisy644478@keen.com, and that's spelled D-A-I-S-E-Y. And our subject today is about cosmic lovers. So when I get into this cosmic weather, we've had a lot of lunar activity lately, and on January 31st we had a lunar eclipse, a super moon, and February 16th was the Lunar New Year, and then we had a new moon on the 15th. And if you remember last month, I spoke of heightened emotions. But I'd also like to speak about the cosmic lovers, Mars and Venus. And their activity has set the stage for 2018 for relationships. Love relationships that are not in balance could end. Love relationships that are meant and balanced, there are strong ties for those to form this year. So if you're single, you could really find that right person. And the cosmic lovers have been at work since January, bringing us into alignment with the right combinations. Like I said, relationships without complete balance could end this year, and right relationships with good balance could form this year. We've had a lot of planetary placements forcing us to look at ourselves, and that's a lot to do with the heightened emotions, and relationships have to do with personal relationships as well as not just love relationships. It could be work relationships, and so we're being forced to look at ourselves and how we react to these things. And repeated patterns this year will be very tense. And, you know, as everyone knows, the definition of insanity is doing the same things over again, expecting a different result. This year requires us to change. If you want to be placed in position to receive the right place at the right time for relationships and financial aspects, we need to change. We need to change the way we think. We need to upgrade. And what stops it? Mindsets. Mindsets, especially mindsets not in agreement with God's word. We cannot put spiritual things on old mindsets. There's a scripture in Matthew 9:17 that says you can't put new wine into old bottles. They'll burst. Well, the same principle works on the old mindsets into new spiritual being. It becomes of no effect. Another mindset is the mindset of refusal due to pride, and that's a tough one. Flesh is a mindset not in agreement with the word of God or spiritual precepts. Romans 12:1-2 says to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Mindsets keep us from moving forward. Are you tired of mediocrity? Mindsets. Only thing hindering us are our mindsets, which leads us to sin and weighs us down. And I recommend everybody get involved with Pastor Dick Howell's 40-day fast. It's running now. We're into day 30, I think, some 30-something. It will move you forward this year. And it doesn't matter where you start. You can go back and look at some of the old ones, but to do that, it's absolutely free service. You can go to GregoryDickowMinistries.com and click on his Fast from Wrong Thinking. It will help you immensely. And just remember that our flesh works against our progress and leads us to sin. Jealousy and envy are flesh mindsets. Be happy when you see someone else's prosperity. Usually that's an indication that you're next, unless you get jealous or envious. And, well, that's a big thing. You know, that's what stops your breakthroughs. And this is a year for breakthrough in finance. Venus has a lot to do with finance. People don't always really realize that, but it, in particular this year. So if we want to prosper, then we want to be forgiving, and we don't want to be envious or jealous of anybody else's prosperity. Okay, my health tip for this month is fresh pineapple. It's good for lining your intestines. It's also good for your skin. Has good ingredients like bromelain for digestion. And it's used in burn units in the hospital for healing skin after severe burns on the body. And it tastes good, too. So that's a really good thing. All right, I'd like to pray now, and then we'll start taking some calls. And I want everybody to know that this is the reason for this show is to help us on our earthly journey here and to reach your highest destiny. That's what it's all about. And so, Father, we refuse to look at what we can see to determine our direction or our distance. Help us to look with the eyes of faith at things which are eternal and tell us that we have no limits. We know the things in our hearts that we could not know with our mind, and we are filled with your satisfying fullness. And today, as each and every caller, grant the Holy Spirit to guide me to give them what they need to know to reach their highest good, in Jesus' name. Okay, let's start taking calls here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Would you like me to look at your, is there anything you want to focus on, or do you want me just to do a general?
You can do a general.
Okay. Well, the theme is Cosmic Lovers, so that'll probably come up.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it shows that you've been discontented with something on a relationship. But this is your year of opportunity, and something about controlling your urges. I know I need to hear that one myself, okay? being a Leo with fire sign, I really need to control my urges sometimes. Also, I have the health issue card. Something's going to change for the better in your health, and also you have action around a healthy relationship. And it's showing April, and there's something to do with the past, the discontentment with the past, and there's something to finish there.
Okay.
Is that
hitting
you?
I think so, because of my past. I've been a lot of ups and downs with employment and trying to find work, and it's like because last year all I had was temp, but prior to that, 2 years before, I just couldn't get any doors to open for me to even find work. And now I'm scrambling to even to make it, you know, doable for me to take care of me and my kids. So
well, to help you understand, that's what the Bible calls the wilderness experience. Remember, they went around the same mountain for 40 years. It was like a 10-day journey, and they turned it into, it was due to their mindsets. But sometimes you hit a wilderness experience where nothing is happening, and it can be very emotionally trying, and but you're breaking through that. I absolutely show you getting a very stable job in your career, a new beginning, so it's something brand new.
Okay.
Yes. And that's coming. Yes. That's coming up for you also the end of March or the first of April. April seems to be your turning point. And then, again, it threw in, even though we ask a career question, the right man is definitely coming into your life. And there will be an abandonment issue probably with something from the past. You know, you may not abandon it until this other person's here, but you're supposed to stabilize this year. 2018, that's the theme. I mean, is all this planetary action we've had, all this lunar activity that we've had is to help us to deal with emotions. You know, sometimes we want things and won't give up on it because we want it, and it may not be the right thing for us. Well, this year, that's the focus on will be that we will see that. You know, Jesus never condemns us. He convicts us. And what I mean by conviction is he helps you to see it. He helps you to see.
Okay.
You convict yourself. You know, he never condemns us. So.
Right,
I hope that
helps. Yes, and I just want to make this quick little comment that since you said that, because since then, it's just like, it's always a reason why you go through what you go through.
Yeah.
And it's like, because at first, it's, you know, I was depressed and, you know, I just could not understand. Like, after my divorce, it just, everything was just, seemed like it was stripped from me and didn't know why it was stripped from me. But, and then, you know, now that I'm finally coming out this rabbit hole that I've been in for a good while, I'm like, okay, it's just like to, next week I start my new job, even though it's a temp job, but it's something, you know, so I have to take.
But there's something coming in that's permanent, okay? This is probably, this temp job is probably point A to point B kind of thing to keep you going, sustain you during this period, but April's a big changing point for you. And I thank you for sharing that testimony because we do, you know, depression is a natural thing for humans, and it comes upon the best of us, even though we work on ourselves. And it's just something that we have to really fight against and not allow it to get a stronghold. I mean, it's going to come. Jesus said in this world we'd have trouble. But remember, be of good cheer, not let it get us down, because he's overcome the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have overcome a lot of things, and you're going to see a lot of blessings starting in April, okay?
Okay, that's so good.
God bless
good.
You.
Thank
you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we have to fight that old depression. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
It's me again. It's me again.
Hi. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, you, that's okay.
Thank you.
I would just.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, who's this? It's Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Listen, I gotta tell everybody. I'm getting so strong in the spirit, and Jesus is coming into my life, and I'm living what Jesus wants us to do on this earth. And because of that, like that, well, I've been through all the attacking and attacking. And look, I'm being attacked, but guess what? I got a smile on my face, you know? And it's like, okay, do that, but you still can't hurt me.
I love that attitude. Thank you for sharing that, because that's it. You know, we're going to be attacked, and you're going to be tested. You know, you can go to church and hear a really good sermon and walk out, and Monday you're going to start being tested with it. the devil comes, John 10:10, comes to kill, steal, and destroy what God's putting in you. You know, prophecy is giving you a word from spirit, and he comes to steal it. And if he can't get directly to you, he'll work through a link to your family members, friends.
My roommate.
You have to really
now.
Put on the armor every day and stay strong in the spirit.
You taught me that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, okay.
That's my job. That's my job. That's what I promised to do.
Okay. I don't know if it went through, but I filed for a restraining order on my roommate and her son. I don't know if it's going to go through or not. I don't know if I have enough that they will accept it and do these, will it go through? I don't know.
Okay, let's look at that.
Yeah, because they're the ones attacking me, so. And I'm not worried.
It says you're going to get what you want. The first card is the Magician, and, you know, I love this card because That's the card that indicates the gifts that God gave us, you know, gives us to use. That's our skills, to use your skills. And you're doing that. You're doing that.
Uh-huh.
And it's crossed by the shaman, which means keep up your prayer work, and you're going to end up getting what you want here. And that doesn't, and that includes money, too. That card, getting what you want, is crossed by the six of coins, which is about for somebody giving you money. That's the universe giving you money. That's being given money. And it shows that all this destructive energy and suffering that you've been going through is in the passing influence line. And, you know,
uh-huh.
a lot of this lunar activity that we've had has brought it to the surface so that we could see it. And once you see it, you know, it's like in Proverbs, there's a scripture that talks about setting a net for a bird. And I thought, what does that mean? And then the more I thought about it, and then, of course, Spirit helped me, that means that a bird's not going to fly into a net that he can see. He's either going to fly over it, under it, or go a different direction. And then what it means is you have to know your enemy, and you know
uh-huh.
that he's setting a trap for you, but not to buy into
uh-huh.
it.
Yeah. I'm on the right track, right? I know I am. So
yes,
I'm not
you are.
Scared, but I'm not sleeping good at night, because when I try and sleep and relax, it's my subconscious mind comes in and makes me unrest and uneasy and fearful. And I'm just
yes,
scared.
Yes, your subconscious mind holds all your memories of past lives, past
uh-huh.
things, and there may be some scars there. And that you're right, that, and that's when it's active at night, when we're sleeping.
Yeah.
And sometimes it comes out in distorted dreams, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. And working with the subconscious mind, I advise using the violet transmuting flame, and, you know, see it coming down through your crown chakra and all down through your body and out into your aura. I send it through every room in the house and around the whole house and all down my states around the world.
I did a
and
blessing in the house
things.
For the peace. I did a blessing in the house for peace. I, you know what I'm saying? With
yes.
a smudge. I smudged my house. Because she's not
yeah,
here right
too.
Now. And the first time I smudged the house, she came in and tried to bring on peace into this house. But because it didn't affect me, she's gone. So now I've done it even stronger and better, and she's staying away. But I would like to know when in essence she's coming back, because that's what's making me uneasy. I need to be prepared. So I don't know when in essence
she's
coming back.
Defeated. She's going to be defeated, and you're going to get what you want. And I show between April and June a very, you know, we have the highs and lows in life.
Uh-huh.
Then we have the wilderness experience, but we have the highs and lows, and you're going on to a high. And
mm-hmm.
It's going to be for the remainder of the year, and I think a lot of things that you've desired of God are going to manifest because you are doing the right thing. You are doing the right thing.
Okay, one last question, and then I'll let you move on because I don't want to hog up time. Okay, I got an email from Moffitt Cancer Center to
mm-hmm.
apply for more jobs.
Okay.
And then I'm thinking go PRN for now because I just had my shoulder surgery, you know. So I could go PRN, sign up for school online for April. That's April. That's my April. So, I just have to get my transcripts in, and then I'll have a good career in Moffitt.
Yes, you will.
Is that
yes,
all
going
to come true? Is that what you're saying? I'm going to get it, right?
You're
yeah?
you're starting at what's called a high cycle, which is where you're receiving blessings. I mean, God's trying to show us he's there every day. He's always with us.
Uh-huh.
But there's a difference between being with us and showing up in your situation. And he's going to show
uh-huh.
up in your situation between
okay.
April and June of this year. You're going to see a lot of things that you've been asking for, your family, your career. So, yes.
Uh-huh.
And so you got a lot to look forward to.
Okay, but I'm
okay.
praying every day, and I want everybody to pray every day. It really works.
It does. Thank you
okay.
for hearing that.
God bless you. Thank
God bless.
You.
Yeah, okay, bye. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Nice, friendly voice.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to tell you that I signed up for Pastor Gregory Dickow's 40-day fast. And
oh, good.
The good thing is that his emails are beginning at day one.
Oh, they are? Okay, good.
Yes,
I didn't know
are.
For sure if that would happen or not.
Yes.
So
now
they're
the
wonderful.
Callers
he,
know.
This is one of the, I've done all of his, and this is probably one of the best.
Okay,
it's just he's really gone in depth. And see, he just does the pattern. He helps us to renew our mind by doing it, and then he'll work with the areas that we might be fearing or doubting or
mm-hmm.
whatever, and then he replaces mm-hmm. it, and then he gives you a positive affirmation on the end, and it'll catapult you. It will absolutely make things
I really
happen.
I really love his emails. I'm on day five right now. And then he also included a whole half hour of one of his sermons that he gave in his church, which so happens to be very close to where
I
grew up. In my town, exactly. Yeah. He's
That'd
in
be
Hoffman
a good church
Estates.
For you, truly.
Yeah. He's in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. I grew up in Schaumburg right next door. So, what a small world.
Yes. Well, see, God connects you with golden connection. He connected us. I'm connecting you. And, you know, I'm connected with several ministries that are of the same mindset. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was very disturbed at some of these media ministries. I'm not mentioning names. I don't want to judge anybody. But talking about, you know, give us. And I said to God, what if somebody doesn't have that money? And then, you know, I open the Bible a lot of times and there's an answer. And I open the Bible and it says we're to give as we're able to give.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So don't let nobody, you know, I don't like that hustle thing.
Yeah. Me neither.
So let's look at you. Let's look at you.
Yes.
See what's coming up. First card is development, and it's in the career section, and it's crossed by the card of recovery, which means you're going to recover from an emotional thing that you've gone through in both your personal and your private life. There will be an offer from a man that's coming back into your life. He's thinking of you as we speak. He just doesn't have the courage. He's feeling guilty. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's hard to face somebody when you feel guilty about, and he realizes that he had a healthy relationship with you, but it is going to recover. And I have something in a week.
Oh wow! Okay, wow.
But remember timing.
That's,
the devil will mess with timing every time. But it's going to happen. You know what we say will happen, but nothing always happens when we say it will.
Okay. So you said he makes an offer.
That, you and I.
Yes, we did. We've been talking
yes, we
about this. and, you know, we've been talking to you, too, a lot about the career, and things are still kind of stagnant for me, but I'm hoping something will come along soon.
There is an offer coming. It's either the first or the second week of March. You will be making money. They have need of your skill.
Okay.
And I show you start resolving things between March and April.
Good. Okay.
Good.
Excellent. And do you show that it's full time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. I need
A little bit of training, not that, you know, you have the skills that they want, but probably their protocol or their way of doing things. And there may be something, new process that they're using, and you'll learn that too, but it just adds to your resume, and it is a permanent. It may be temporary over a period before it goes to permanent, you know, like
a probation period is what they call it.
Yeah, probation period. Thank you.
Yeah. Good.
So it looks good for you, and I'm happy.
good. Thank you. I am too.
I'm happy to see what I saw happened, and now I know the rest of it's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I'll continue to keep the faith.
Thank you. Yeah, work on that fast. It'll help you tremendously. The first time I did it, I was totally amazed.
Yeah, I will.
I've been connected with him for many years, and I have a lot of his series, and he's a good guy. He's not one of those. Look at what he's doing, absolutely free, and he's not one of those people that is, give me your money.
I know. I've noticed that too. I'm curious enough now to go see him in person.
Cool. I think you'll enjoy him. I think you will.
Yeah.
So God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy. It's Kim. How are you?
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
I'm good.
I guess good. I'm glad. Feeling better?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better. Practically all the congestion's gone, and I'm feeling really good. I think everybody in this town was sick. It was just really going through my children, my grandchildren, and everybody I talked to.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a mess. But, flu season, that's time for your vitamin C, that's for sure.
Yes, definitely.
I want you to realize that things are going to happen to you. The lady Lisa that just called before you, it looked
right.
Like things weren't going to happen because it didn't exactly happen when we thought it would, but now it's happening, and I want you to hold on. We always have an enemy that doesn't want us to be happy and doesn't want
right.
us to succeed and wants to kill, steal, and destroy. So let's take a look and see where you're at today.
Okay.
Yeah. Opportunity is your first card.
Nice.
It shows discontentment in the present line, but there's a potential, okay? There's a potential here for this to start happening. Here's another person that needs courage that thought there's movement coming up on, and I have it within two. That could be, it's in the present line, could be as little as two hours, 2 days, but I'm thinking 2 weeks, okay? There's movement coming on that. And, he allowed his logical mind instead of he listened to his logical mind instead of his heart. He decided
right.
not to listen to his heart. I'm spending too much money. This is this and this is happening. And making decisions about his future and just got to a point where I'm going to stop everything.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to have a relationship. I'm going to see, And now he realizes that he's walked away from something good. And the last card is a surprise. So when he does come back, I think it's really going to surprise you.
Believe he's coming back.
Resolution. You will resolve. We will resolve this.
Nice.
Okay?
Thank you. Yes, I really appreciate
you're welcome.
You. You know that. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling in and participating with Spiritual Perceptions. We love you.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy, it's Vicki. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can.
Hi. Okay, I'm going in
Hi.
The conference room. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
Almost
watching
all the congestion is gone. Just a little bit in the morning, but oil pulling takes care of that. I'm doing real good.
It does. Hey, just wanted to say really quickly, if Lisa's still listening, I am a member of Life Changers, and she should attend service if she can. And if she comes to Chicago, the Chicago service, she can meet Pastor Dickow personally. He comes out after every service and shake hands. And he's absolutely gorgeous in person. So if you just want to just come look at him, just come to just to look at him. But I can assure you, if and this is if she's still listening, that you would definitely love our church. Been a member for 10 years. And I don't, if I had to leave Chicago, I don't know what I'd do without that church. So if she can come, please come and enjoy the service. And
oh, I think she will.
And he will.
And
oh, yeah,
I think
and he'll make you laugh.
It's the ticket for her. Yeah.
Yeah. So
okay. Let's look at you.
I just wanted to say that.
Thank you for sharing that. And he is a wonderful person. And I'm not in Chicago, but I, you know, I can, we have so much great technology today. I can live stream him, and he's definitely one of my favorites.
He is the best, yeah.
And
he's
good. All about helping people. That's why I like him.
He is, and he's very down to earth. And that's what you see him on TV, and you think he's this, but when you talk to him in person, he's a totally different, just really cool, down to earth guy.
Okay.
So, let's look at you.
See what's coming up for you. See what Cupid has in store. Okay. Your first card is the Nine of Cups, which is the wish fulfillment card. And also in this deck, which I'm using, the Sacred Circle, it's all about stability. And it's on the relationship. Then it is crossed by, on the career section, dedication and security. So you have both of these areas that are going to affect you. And then the last card on that is good news. And finally, your potential. Finally, you're meeting your potential on your physical level. You've already met your potential otherwise. And you are definitely hooking up with something that is entirely different from anything you've ever done in the past.
Okay, on the relationship front?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be a good money year, too, though. That's why I'm telling you, you're getting security there. And it shows you, when you realize this, I mean, it's in the making right now, but when you totally realize this, you'll abandon any thoughts about anybody in the past. This is going to be a very good year for you.
I haven't had any. I've totally left all that in the past. I haven't had one person from my past. As a matter of fact, I'm starting to gag as I.
Well, you're
going to
keep
it
up
anyway,
because it shows that you're going to abandon that period. It's just not going to be a part of your thoughts or anything anymore, which is really good.
That's finally an end of a long phase, and I've been praying for that for a long time. So that is good news. Do I know this person?
It's in your present mind, so I would say yes.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
And it's really true love. And see, that's what I was talking about in the opening monologue. The planetary placements are showing that, okay, dysfunctional relationships, and some people have a hard time leaving dysfunctional relationships. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're a strong woman, it's like, oh, no, I'm not going to let this conquer me. I can fix this. You know, all these things that we do. And that's just not going to work this year. It's just we're going to be convicted. And what I mean by conviction is being able to see the truth about things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is all about, is getting out of dysfunction into. And if you're up for it, I mean, you know, it's out there to be had, but you have to receive it. And in order to receive it, you have to believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Any attributes about the person? I know you got to go.
What was that again? I'm sorry.
Any kind of like physical or personality traits about the person?
Okay. Very healthy. Very healthy individual, very hardworking individual, and you know him. You know him already.
Mm-hmm.
It's beginning. There's been a lot of nostalgia from the past with him, and he's just like has to be hit on the top of the head to see it, you know, because it's been such a confused. And then there's someone that keeps him, tries to keep him off balance. And he's just untangling the webs from the past. He's really going to surprise you, and this is going to be a great year for you. Probably one of your best.
I hope so. It's the beginning of a new cycle. So.
It's in the development stage with him. You know, but he's not there yet.
Okay.
And we women, we have to be patient with men. And I mean, it's a scientific fact that we get things faster. I think it starts in grade school.
I think so, too. He'll get it.
That's why God made us the compliment.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. God bless you, and thank you
for
participating with Spiritual Perceptions. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, happy Friday.
Thank you. It is happy Friday. Thank you.
It is. It's a good day. And thank you for the radio show.
Thank you.
I would just like to know anything you happen to tell me.
Okay. Your first card is rest. And it's the Four of Swords. That means that's rest from worry. Rest from anxiety, rest from the way things look. This is an emotional month for you, and it's been an emotional time, and it's hard for you to get there. But you probably will. You have the skills. You've been given the skills. You're fine-tuning your skills right now, and you're in recovery. You're in recovery, and you're going to have peace of mind. And it says after this month ends. This is not your month.
Amen to that.
Yeah. I know. Okay, let's look at the financial part.
Thank you.
You're welcome. First card is a Ten of Cups. In this deck, it means reward, but also means a happy situation. Crossed by, you've been experiencing opposition and probably will continue till this month ends. But then after that, we have a rebirth, and you have adventure coming up, a move coming up, and your suffering ending.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Rebirth,
huh?
Adventure. And a move, yes.
That's intriguing.
Okay, so there is a move coming.
Things, doors are going to open. This is not your month.
Yeah.
It's saying that in the cards.
Right.
And even though I know that, but it's actually come up in your cards today. And so I'm reading them. And you're going to be put in the right place for a move, in the right place for adventure, and you can't have adventure without money. Everything's changed. Doors are going to start opening as soon as March gets here.
So there will be a substantial. See, I'm looking for my best friend as well, and when there's going to be a move involved, is it going to be how we've planned it?
Okay.
Because I'd
when
like
March
to be able to.
Comes around, you're going to be successful with your plans, okay, like you planned it.
Okay.
And there's action, and there's a trip by air, and there's financial success, and a strong guardian angel that's been trying to help you through this time. And success money-wise, there's nothing coming up in your love life. It's all about money. And that's for whatever reason. And maybe sometimes people have to get stabilized financially before they feel good enough about, or maybe they're just past it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm past it.
Okay.
But thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello. Hello.
Oh.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
I don't remember getting back in the queue. Can you hear me? It's Linda again.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know how I got back. Maybe it's because I have to ask
you
another question.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I've got the time. Go ahead.
I want to go up in April. You were talking about April, things are going to change. I want to visit my mom up in New Jersey. Would I be able to do that?
Okay, that's
for Easter, April 1st. I don't know.
I love Easter. One of my favorite seasons.
Easter and Christmas are my favorite because they're about Jesus.
Okay, you're juggling a couple of things. It says you will be able to make that trip. You're juggling a couple of things. One is your, you know, your residence, and your, you know, getting over, getting your health back on target.
Yeah.
And it's been a little disillusioning, but it's changing in two, and it shows that you'll be able to make that trip.
Awesome.
Actually, shows
you
going on a trip.
You're gonna start getting one on the queue. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Well, you know I'm praying for my family. That's my daughter, my grandchildren, so.
Okay.
That comes
well,
before
that has
me
a lot to do
so.
With relationships, and it's been held back by dominance. I get the word dominance, one person dominating another, which is originally the curse that happened with Adam and Eve. That's when they started trying to dominate each other, and that was not God's intention. God's intention.
Because you know my daughter's in an abusive relationship, right? So is that it?
Yeah.
Is that it?
And she's struggling to get out of it.
Aw, okay. Cool.
There's a lot of fear, a lot of fear. We will keep that in prayer, but it shows you getting what you want, okay?
Amen. God bless you. And I'm enjoying listening
to
everybody, and I'm praying for all of them. So, okay, love you.
Thank you, Linda. We love you.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.
You're such a pray for people. Thank you. God bless.
That's okay. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, you know, I want to talk about relationships for a minute. Relationships are supposed to be God's intention for relationships are equal partnership, you know. And it was that way until the original sin, and then the first thing that came on them was fear and shame. They hid themselves. Then they realized they were naked and they were shameful. And these are things that we inherit. Everybody is born with the tendencies to sin, to steal, to lie, to be self-centered, and all of those things. So actually, we have to overcome ourselves. We have to master our emotions or they'll master us, and we have to change the way we think. Everything that I'm telling people today, don't let their mindsets get in the way. And somebody just got in line, so I'm going to take a call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Teresa. Yes, I was just wondering if things will smooth out.
You were wondering what?
If things will smooth out for me.
Okay. Your first card, which is in the passing influence line, shows discord. You've been going through some stress, maybe heartbreak. You are going to find a very happy relationship this year.
Oh, good. That'll be good.
You need courage.
Like
you need to be encouraged. So I recommend that you sign up for Pastor Dick Al's 40-day fast. And I guess it does start with day one. A caller told us that happened. It will catapult you and help you in that area. Also, I've got some money failures. Have you had some money failures?
Yeah, things have been difficult.
Okay, let's look at that. Because that just was the last card. It's like, okay, we got to find out about that.
And I just had a passing of a pet that was very dear to me, and that's the heartbreak.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is, you're going to be successful financially. You've got good news around that. You're going to come out of all, you're going to be very personal success. So there is something, you have potential for better financial trends, which means a really good money coming in and good love life this year. Just be open to it. Let the past go from all this pain and open yourself up to what's being given to you. Be receptive to it.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's beautiful. Yeah, thank you very much. Bless
you. You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks. I'm going to conclude this. We're almost out of time. I just want you to know that to be able to receive, you need to believe. You know, when you pray, you got to believe that God is and that He loves you. He does not condemn you. Like I said, Jesus doesn't condemn us. He convicts us. And conviction means seeing the truth about something. And then, you know, you can get past that. And in this world, we're going to have trouble. And we've inherited things since the original sin, that, like the curse that was put on the male and female relationship, which was dominance. They tried to dominate each other. And other things, shame. Shame is a big one. And so it's all about getting past those things. And like I said, this fast from wrong thinking is absolutely genius, because the way he puts it together, he gives you the fear, gives you the scripture to counteract the fear, and then he gives you positive affirmations. And it will catapult you into a better level. So, Father God, as we close this radio show today, we thank you for each and every person that called. We thank you for the inspiration you give us through the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your love and grace. We thank you that our times are going to get better and that we have a lot of hope for the future. And we praise you for being our God and for the gift of your Son, Jesus, and for your angels and the Holy Spirit and all that you send to help us, in Jesus' name. I will let you know about March's radio show. Good luck to everybody, and let's just end this month. It's supposed to be the shortest month of the year, but it seems like it's taken forever to end. So God bless you, and I'll be letting you know when the next show is. Thank you. Bye-bye.